Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport, when airports smell great.
Ta-da-da. Getting closer and closer to the Sphere takeover from that band right there, no doubt. Unfortunately, it's going to smell like a bunch of Fish fans because Fish has been at the Sphere for the last few weeks. And so if you show up for your No Doubt shows in May, you're going to have a real stank.
I'm going to have to air all that out.
Of Fish fans, which is very similar to how Jake smells because Jake is one of them Fish fans.
Nog Champa and patchouli.
No, that's right. You're going to get a lot of that.
That smells good.
They're going to have to really power wash the inside of the Sphere to get ready for all things No Doubt. Before we get into this complaint email we had to talk to our boss about yesterday, Ali does have some scientific backup to this complaint call we just received.
So I noticed you guys are still using the S word, S-T-U-P-I-D, and the I word, I-D-I-O-T.
So this is a stupid idiot who called and left a message complaining about the language we use on the show. And according to actual real scientific historical information.
Yeah, some of these words are actually clinical terms.
But also is on the same spectrum as words that we don't use anymore.
Well, idiot, imbecile, and moron were all words that were used to classify how you did on a basic IQ
and
test.
And the R word. That's included on that same list.
So where does that fall then?
Because I forget, but it's on that list.
According to Ali, idiot is the you're the dumbest. Idiot is the biggest insult.
That is the lowest functioning with a mental age of below 2 years old.
So that's worse than the R word?
Yeah. I mean, that's got to be the lowest. It's the lowest functioning. And then from there is moderate is imbecile.
Where's and Jake on that list?
A mental age of 3 to 7 years.
Jake is between moron and imbecile.
You guys call me these names every single day for Johnny Doesn't Know.
Johnny, you are these things.
You call me that every day.
But Johnny, you are.
Doesn't make it right.
Don't make it right.
It doesn't make it.
The list
still hurts.
You're still on the list. We're all on the spectrum. What's the biggest compliment you can get on the list?
Moron is the highest of the intellectual disabilities, with a mental age of 8 to 12 years old, Johnny, and an IQ of 50 to 70.
Johnny, would you be happier if we called you moron moving forward?
It's a compliment.
That's actually the one word you guys have never called me. Actually,
right? Because you don't score that high.
The list.
It's funny because I would think of imbecile as the lowest because it's not used as often. Like, you got to whip that one out when it really hurts. Idiot seems like one that's just thrown around so willy-nilly.
Yeah, idiot seems to me like that's almost a funny thing. Like, oh man, I came out to your car, you have a ticket on there because you didn't feed them. Oh, I'm such an idiot. Like that, that feels the least harmful, but that is apparently the most harmful.
Yeah, I guess so, but stupid is not on this list.
Stupid doesn't hurt as much, but when you guys call me idiot, that hurts a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm sorry, Johnny.
Big dum-dum.
We got this email
yesterday. We got called into the boss's office. He goes, "You guys have 30 seconds.
My gosh. And Vanessa, how long was it?
That was 30 minutes. And I was like, you said 30 seconds.
He came in, he goes, "You guys have 30 seconds. And I said, "This is never going to be 30 seconds.
30 seconds is, hey, how are you? Have a seat.
Right. You have 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
It was 30 minutes. 30 minutes.
And actually, 37.
37 minutes. Thank you, Vanessa.
She was supposed to wait around.
It's funny, too, because he goes, "I need them for 30 seconds. And Vanessa's like, "Please make it only 30 seconds. We have a lot of stuff we have to do." And he's like, "Don't worry." And then it was 37 minutes.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
And in that meeting, we were given this email, and it was the following. The subject of the email was K-Rock stickers on delivery robots. As a former radio guy, this is how the email was written. "I love the creativity, but stickers on our robots have cost us over $1,000 to replace, including labor, downtime, and new graphics. Technically, this is considered destruction of private property. I'm not mad, But I asked
you sound mad.
But yeah, that's definitely written from a mad person. So I guess I'm not going to point fingers as to who's doing what, but let's just call it our local moron has been putting Klein Alley Show stickers.
Don't be so harsh, dude. Call him Dum-Dum.
Our local Dum-Dum has been putting Klein Alley Show stickers on a bunch of these food delivery
818
robots.
Is also offering up Bozo and Buffoon.
Buffoon. Buffoon's a great one.
Yeah.
Hey, Johnny, you're a buffoon, dude.
I like that. My teacher used to call me that, actually.
I believe that.
Yeah.
He's the one who diagnosed me.
So the buffoon or other people, let's not point fingers.
Hey, a video went up of Klein Alley Show stickers being placed upon delivery robots.
Hundreds
of all kinds.
Of delivery robots, including some Waymos.
And if you want to see it, it's on our Instagram.
For now.
At Klein Alley Show.
Anyway,
and TikTok.
I'm not mad, but I ask your team not do this. What the station could do is buy a fleet of KROQ robots to promote the station. Let me know if we can connect and make you the first radio station in the U.S. to promote yourself exclusively on the newest form of advertising.
What a wonderful opportunity to buy a fleet of robots. I mean, he says he's not mad and then decides to suggest K-Rock spending money, which is just absurd.
How about you pay to put your sticker on?
Yeah. So, I mean, wouldn't it be a great idea to promote the station or promote the morning show? That seems like a great idea.
Now, I don't know how much they would charge us to advertise on a fleet of robots, but apparently it only so far has cost us $1,265. For the labor, downtime, and new graphics that they have to put on.
I can't believe it costs that much.
Now, Johnny, I know you didn't do this, but for the buffoon that did do this, how many stickers went onto these robots and Waymos all over Southern California?
There was about, somebody told me, 50 stickers in a stack, and I think about 50 robots got labeled, or so I heard.
Right.
Wow, so it's confusing.
That is real buffoon talk for you right there.
So about 50 robots got tagged.
If there are 50 in a stack and Johnny, one moron putting the stickers on, Johnny, how many stickers were the
robots?
If there's
50 in a stack of stickers and you put out 3 stacks of stickers, how many robots got tagged with K-Rock?
Oh, 150, but we know I don't have enough manpower to do all that.
Right, so it couldn't possibly just be Johnny. Some of this was, we believe, listeners. And we ask all of our listeners now. Please do not deface the robots.
And it was not this was not our idea.
By writing Klein Alley Show or putting stickers on them to promote our show.
And I'm sure they already have to combat many other people who are trying to harm, push over, defile
over the robots.
These robots. Exactly.
Right.
And they probably spent a lot of money already trying to fix up the robots that, you know, are violated on a daily basis.
So thank you. And we've read your email. And Joe, we see your email. And we will be happy to discuss this further. But you've come to the wrong place if you're looking for money, because we don't got it.
Yeah, but maybe we can do some kind of a trade deal.
We can figure that out.
They're good at that. We can ask Uncle Scott. Get it figured out.
All right. Let's get Uncle Scott involved in this ASAP.
I would love to be on a delivery robot. That would be a huge accomplishment, don't you think?
I agree. I mean, they're all over the place now. They have taken over. These bots are all over. So why not promote and spread the word about this show? Because you found us, but most people haven't yet. So please help us to spread the word. When we get back, tickets for you to go see Seth Rogen as part of Netflix is a Joke. And all you have to do is figure out what movie this is from. It's not going to be easy, but we give you the chance to win your tickets to see the great Seth Rogen at the Greek on May 6th, right after this quick break. If you want in on the game, give us a call, 800-520-1067. That is next.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.